We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Mark Sinner-Reese. We are back. Happy Wednesday, everybody. As the big news of the day, we'll get to the top five at five, but the big news of the day is Kevin Durant, according to now multiple New York reports, interested in coming to the 76ers. Ian Bagley of SNY up in New York says, in addition to Boston, Durant also sees Philadelphia as another desired landing spot. For people familiar with the matter, Frank Isola, longtime New York and ESPN guy, says the following in a tweet. It's hard to follow at times, but yes, Kevin Durant would like to play with James Harden, who was in London with Durant around the time Durant met with Nets ownership. So there you go. So that's just another confirmation being like, yeah, so the Durant-Harden relationship apparently is repaired or repaired enough to where Kevin Durant the Sixers are a finalist. Joel Embiid, the rest of this roster. And it's something you said earlier. Boston's a strong contender just because what they can offer offer the Nets. But as far as from Kevin Durant's perspective, he's a vet, right? Yeah. Like, does he want to go play with a younger team or does he want to play with James and Joel? And Sixers are an old team. They're not a young team. PJ Tucker's his best friend.
That's his guy. I completely forgot about that. Like, that is... I mean,
that might be what that might be what takes it.
I don't know how long ago it was, but they did hire his trainer from Texas too.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
The Sixers did.
Yeah, the Sixers hired his trainer from Texas, so they've been playing a long game here for KD.
Daryl Morey has to know that Tyrese Maxey has to be a part of this deal,
of course,
right? So yeah. No need to try to make this deal without including him.
No, you may not have enough with Tyrese Maxey to get done.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to have to get creative and get some draft picks or something, right? Like,
because Brooklyn probably wants some young draft picks.
Remember when he unloaded the Horford contract? I think he did it with Sam Presti in OKC.
Yeah, OKC, yep.
And the trade didn't make a lot of sense except for OKC wasn't winning and they knew it. And it almost seemed like it was them doing Daryl a solid, and they were able to trade out of the Celtics where he was actually pretty productive last year. Mm-hmm. But maybe another one of these trades where he's able to get some of these extra draft picks, the teams, you know, like Boston has a lot of draft picks too, which is also a problem.
Yeah. I mean, they do. I think this eventually boils down to, you know, has Brooklyn made their mind up that they're moving on from Kevin Durant? You know, this back and forth with the owner, if he's ready to blow everything up and he's sticking with the coach or what have you, we may benefit from that because, you know, the asking price may not be as high. The asking price may not be as high, and we have one of the few young players that you can trade to Brooklyn that doesn't get impacted by Ben Simmons being there because he's on a rookie max.
Right.
So we actually have one of those young players.
No, you're right.
That's affordable. You aren't paying Tyrese Maxey $40 million a year right now.
Under control for 3 years.
Yeah.
So he's 3-4 fifth-year option.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the team, I mean, they want to be competitive after they trade Durant. And Maxey with Tobias Harris.
And Ben.
And Ben and another piece from.
Yeah.
They could be a playoff team.
Yeah. They definitely get to the play-in game.
Sure. And then you can smash
him. Listen, yeah. They only won one playoff series with KD.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So
you might as well send him down 95.
So this is the best news I've heard in a long time. Because this is real, it feels real, and it's a matter of whether... See, now, and you have the inside, because if his best friend is on the team, and him and Harden, I guess, have rekindled their relationship or whatever, and he respects the hell out of Joel Embiid and has talked very highly of him before, like, for the first time, we might actually be able to have the team where you're getting these superstars to play together. Normally, it's all the other teams.
And Boston doesn't want to put Marcus Smart in the deal, but the only reason he wants to go to Boston is to play with Marcus Smart,
right.
So there's that, you know, conundrum.
Yeah. And if he realizes he has a lot of power and he can say, no, like, I really want to go play in Philly, it's a matter of the Nets and the Sixers finding common ground to get a deal done, which they were able to do with James Harden. So we will see. It's very exciting. All right, get back to your phone calls after Top 5 at 5 with Jack.
I'd say we've been doing the Top 5 here for, I don't know, 2 years now. You know, it's been a pretty long run. And frankly, I'm surprised I've never done this top five because it's something that irks me a lot. And that is older athletes commenting on today's sports.
What?
My top five and five most annoying things old athletes do, usually when they get in front of a microphone. Number five.
What?
This is what they consistently do, is that they overrate the players they played against.
Hey, man.
It is so obnoxious. You go 60s, 70s, 80s NBA players. Oh, my God. Who is ever stopping prime Robert Parrish? Gee, I don't know.
Hey, man, the Chief was good, man.
He was fine.
Let me tell you something. Bill Laimbeer would be a top five center in today's
Bill
game.
Bill Laimbeer would get played off the court in the G League if he played today.
Yeah, my buddy would.
I mean, he probably starts some fights along
Laimbeer
the way.
Laimbeer at least could spot up and shoot the ball.
That's right.
Baseline at the elbow, had a couple of spots. He made the most of it.
Every player they played against, oh, would be all time. Yeah, sure. The fourth thing that the most annoying things that older athletes do is that complain about guys changing teams. Oh, sure. Like back in your day, if you were a losing team, first of all, both these guys that complained didn't have free agency.
Yeah, I was going to say they didn't have free agency.
If they were given the ability to leave wherever and go play for a possible champion, right, you would have done the same thing. Yeah. Loyalty's not dead. Enough with this crap.
Yeah, if I played for the Saints in the 70s and the 80s when they were putting bags over their heads at the games, yeah, I probably would want to get up out of there.
And by the way,
Archie Manning was stuck there his whole career.
I love Sir Charles, but he talks about these guys going with – he picked the second best team in the NBA to get traded to with the Suns.
Prime example.
Yeah, Charles sometimes forgets that type of stuff.
Yeah, like he didn't go and play for the Clippers with right. no talent.
Right.
He had really good talent.
I mean, Lou Alcindor left to go play for the Lakers. Wilt got traded to the Lakers. Another guy loves to jump teams. I mean, and I don't want to bring him into it, but I mean, Kobe requested a trade.
Didn't happen, though.
I know.
Didn't happen. But
he requested a trade. I would just like to point that out.
What about LeBron?
Yeah, exactly.
How many teams is he going to play for?
Which is perfectly fine.
Six.
He'll be a Sixer soon with KD.
Yeah, I actually blame him for all this player empowerment, all this stuff.
It didn't happen before him. Yeah, no. Barkley, that happened because of LeBron. Everything happened because of LeBron.
The changing team old man take. All right.
Number three is, this is classic. Oh, these guys don't work like we used to work.
Hey, man, we just did a whole show on that.
Yeah. The athletes today also are way more specialized. They do their sport all year round. They work just as hard.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Do their sport all year round. Maybe some football players do that. James Harden's picked this year. And by the way.
Yeah, the first year in 10.
Was he, whenever he was in London at this rap show spraying champagne, was he working out and getting ready for the season?
Hold on. How many athletes today do you see play themselves into shape rather than come into training camp, spring training, whatever, already in shape?
Agreed. It's different than it used to be, sure.
Yeah.
But there's also that has changed about sports, which is nutrition. Like the 76ers players, they get all their meals made for them. They have that executive chef that makes everything for them. Yeah. All they have to do is eat what they say.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You know, if I'd have had that when I was a rookie or what have you, you know, I'm running around here eating fast food for dinner. I would have been eating cooked meals over at the training facility.
I think the reporters eat better than you guys.
You had to practice at a place called The Bubble, which is on the parking lot of Veterans Stadium.
Right, exactly.
And you had the vet facilities. How would you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 Veterans Stadium facilities?
1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's grading on a curve right there. Yeah.
Did you feel like you were in one of those old school YMCAs?
No, I had it better at Michigan State. That's what I felt like.
Is that true?
I'm like, how did I take a step backwards here?
Hold on, I thought this was the pros.
Yeah, how did our facilities get worse as I got in the NFL?
Well, that's what's funny. It's like the NovaCare is great, but it's like a 60-yard field. Meanwhile, the like Landon Dickerson and all these guys are playing at Bama with a full indoor thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, now the Eagles are straight now.
Yeah.
They're good now. But dude, are you kidding me? I was at the vet for 5 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, Jack.
The second most annoying thing that older athletes consistently do is, we got to complain about the modern game rather than, especially in baseball, this is the one that drives me the most
this
crazy.
This is the one to get you, yes.
Rather than, hey, let's try to figure out why they're doing these things, it's automatic. Well, you know, back in my day, we did this.
Right.
Complaining about the modern game drives me nuts.
Well, I don't complain about the modern game as much anymore. I'm also more into fantasy and betting. Yeah. So I can accept the changes, the scoring, that sort of thing, versus I still want the game to be slow paced, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I actually like the throwing of the football. I don't need.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't need the 3 yards in a cloud of dust football team. I like forward pass and down the field explosions. Yeah, I like all of that.
I don't think it's like this in hockey, and they're never going to go back to the physicality and the headshots and stuff they had with that. That was more entertaining. Mm-hmm. Football's better today. I mean, listen.
I agree, football is better today.
The NBA's better today.
Yes.
Baseball's not. Like, they can fix it. Mm-hmm. There's not enough action, Jack. And I know what you're getting at, where people are like, I mean, the game's the game. There's so many things you can change about the game.
Right.
But getting an automated strike zone, I don't think people realize how much that will help the game.
I think the pitch clock's going to help a lot.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
I know. I did. I know.
How many
Pete,
seconds
I
is on the Pete, Pete, pitch clock?
Pete Rose right there, yeah.
Yeah, turned into Pete. And the number one most annoying thing that older athletes consistently do, and it was actually Shaq that made me think of this list today, is they say, don't compare eras, and then they say, I would dominate this era. Like, it's just like, you can't have it both ways. Either you can't do the whole don't compare eras and then say, but in today's league, I would have dominated.
Right.
Stop.
Because people like you will say that centers, he wouldn't be able to score the same way, and the game's much different, and Shaq wouldn't be the same
fine.
Player.
It's just annoying.
Yes. I tell you what Shaq would have needed to do was to be in shape from the start of the season to the end. A lot more running, a lot more possessions in the NBA today. They don't slow it down during a regular season and run a half-court offense and dump it down in the post and all that type of stuff and run the triangle offense. No, they run to a three-point line, they get a shot up, you get the rebound, get off the board, you're running back down the other way. So, you know, Shaq would get his points, but he would also have to be in shape. That's why you don't see guys his size out there on the court.
He's got to go out there and defend guys that want to take jump
shots
and three-pointers, you know?
That's the other thing. Yeah, now you got centers that shoot three-pointers.
And if he's out of shape, you're going to run him off the court doing that.
Shaq and put in a pick and roll?
Yeah, you know what?
When Shaq was in shape, you wouldn't have to worry about it as much. But when you had, I'm going to play myself in the shape, Shaq.
Man, up until – I say up until the repeat. Up until the repeat, because I thought Shaq cruised to the third. He cruised and let Kobe do the work in the regular season, and they won the finals over the Nets. That wasn't really competition.
Right.
But, man, Shaq's first 7-8 years, man, I've never seen anything like him.
I've never seen a more dominant player.
Yeah, never seen. We didn't get to see Wilt. So, watching Shaq play, it was like, oh,
Jordan,
my goodness.
Jordan was Jordan. But, I mean, Shaq just, there was nobody on the court. That could,
it
was different.
He's talking about 7'1", 350 pounds. Like, Shaq was, man, Shaq was Shaq.
He was awesome.
Shaq, yeah. When Shaq was, before he got lazy and all that stuff, man.
But from the second he set his foot on the court as a rookie, he was dominant.
Oh, yes.
And that Magic team went to the finals his rookie year?
Mm-hmm.
Man, they were
or the second year.
It was the second year. It was early.
Yeah.
It was early.
Yep. Yeah, Jordan lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, when he was coming off
As a matter of fact, I think
we're in the 45.
It's the only team that beat the Bulls during that run. Once they won in 91, I think the only series the Bulls lost with Jordan, was to the Orlando Magic.
Mm. Yeah. I guess it would make sense, right? I don't know who else they would have lost to because then they're retired.
Yep.
All right, Guide to Door and Window. Take advantage of the big summer sales event, 40% off all windows and doors. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
That's a good top five, Jack, even though you're taking a shot at us old folks.
It is.
It's about time.
Yeah, that was a good one. And mostly true.
Yeah, that would be the ones that I would probably say.
Listen, when we're old heads, man, let us have our day. You know, you go back to your Bloomsburg days. Yeah. Exactly.
Mike, do you have any idea how mad Jack's going to be when he gets old?
I can't wait to school
Much more angry than we are as
you
old people.
You didn't even say Chase Utley. You didn't even know Chase Utley.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
So, yeah, man.
I can't wait to rip the young whippersnappers in sports radio.
Yeah. Exactly. You know,
back in our day, we had a top five.
We like to think about our times, and obviously we think back on it. Fondly, that's just what we do. We reminisce. We think our music was better in the 90s and the 80s.
It was.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, only thing I agree with is our 90s fashion wasn't all that great.
It was terrible. No, you're right. Clothes were bad.
Yes. Yeah, the big clothes and
haircuts were bad.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, those are coming back, though. Yeah. The haircut thing. Some of these I still can't get with. You see me. No hair. But, yeah, I mean, actually, the fashions are coming back. Yeah, you know, they bring those back.
Yep, and they don't look good now either. They don't. They don't. Not at all. Real fast, Howard Eskin on the text line is calling us dopes and nitwits.
What do we do?
Dope.
And we're on drugs. He's just saying that there's
what do we say?
He said there's no chance in the universe that the Sixers can get Kevin Durant.
Oh.
You know, the cap room, Tobias Harris isn't enough. They don't have the players, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Is it 8th? It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, Howard, why don't you go bother Frank Isola and some of the national voices that are actually experts in the NBA and like you that are the ones putting this out there, not us.
He said, you are not only a dope, you're on dope.
Yeah, is there a middle finger emoji that I can send Howard? Because that's what it is.
I missed all these. I didn't even see these text messages.
Yeah, he's such an idiot. All right, so I'll say like this, right? Like, is it likely that Kevin Durant is traded to the 76ers? I'm not going to say likely. So I don't know if it's likely. I can't say it's likely he gets traded anywhere at this point.
Right.
Right? Like, but Boston, Philly, give me another team that makes more sense than those two.
Right. If he's not traded here, he'll be back in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if he doesn't get traded, sure, but the Sixers are in the mix.
If he doesn't get traded to Boston or to Brooklyn or to Philly, he's back in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
There's not another team right now that's positioned to do anything. Could that change during the regular season? That's why there's a good chance he's back with Brooklyn this year.
Right.
Because they may say, hey, listen, there's nothing out there, so you got to play. Mm-hmm. So he might go out there and he may have to play. He's not going to not report.
No.
But Brooklyn's going to look for the best available option out there. And if, guess what? There's not anything materializing by the trade deadline. He's going to be gone. Same thing just happened with Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Except this guy can play.
Yeah.
And the Sixers have Maxey.
Yep.
And Ian Begley said this earlier.
And Thibel.
And and Thibel-like.
And Isaiah Joe.
And Willie Green.
Yeah. Willie Green. Man, oh, he's a good coach, man.
He is. But he used to be the guy we were always trading for everybody.
Willie Green.
Matisse is the new Willie Green. But Ian Begley, who was the first reporter to report this, called Maxey one of the top young guards in the league.
Nice wording by Daryl.
Yep. And then Harris, talking about Tobias, a New York native, is seen around the league as a high character player and leader.
Tobias.
He has a history with Ben Simmons in Philadelphia and is the type of veteran who could help the Nets team win games after a Durant trade.
Hey, sounds good to me.
Yep.
Daryl's putting in overtime.
He is.
I think he just sent a text message. Probably didn't take him all that long. Right? Just copy and pasted it. Might seem a little bit strange on the surface for Durant to reunite with James Harden after the way things played out in Brooklyn. Is there any lingering issue between Harden and Durant? For those reading the tea leaves, it's worth pointing out that both Durant and Harden spent time together in London recently. And he's the owner of the Union!
That's right.
And he could play with Joel Embiid, and he knows that he comes here, they could win a title next year.
Also, Embiid, not at Toby's wedding.
Oh.
I said, did you see the picture that someone, the picture from the wedding? Someone tweeted it out and said Daryl Morey's trade package to the Nets.
Yeah, send them all to groomsmen. Everybody. Everybody. Embiid doesn't have time to be going to damn weddings.
He was just at a wedding. Yeah, he already had his wedding for the offseason. Let's go to all right, so Kirk in New Jersey. We're trying to find the biggest Jalen Hurts hater in the Delaware Valley to get in the fantasy league. Kirk in New Jersey, you say that's you.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah, this is Kirk in New Jersey, guys. So, you know what? I want to invite OG Wade to my next party because it's a birthday party. And we got all these balloons, and I need all that hot air that he pushes out, first of all. Mm. Second of all, the two main jobs of a quarterback is to be able to throw the ball and read a defense. Jalen is doing neither. This guy wants to run around all day. He wants to sprain his ankle every year. That's what we're going to be looking at for 4 or 5 years. They give this guy a contract. They're going to be in the same position that they were years ago after they gave it to Wentz. And Wentz was a much better quarterback. This guy is a college quarterback. He needs to go back to whatever school he came from and play with the little guys. This guy is not an NFL guy, okay? Hmm. So I don't care. He was drafted in the second round for a reason, and we drafted him a little high. This guy is not what we need.
Well, he did play at Alabama. He played at Alabama and Oklahoma. Those are pretty good programs.
Yeah, but guess what? He did great there. Is he doing great in the NFL? What has he done? What has he shown us?
Well, he did get the team to the playoffs.
He took us to the playoffs and got smoked. Got smoked. And Tom Brady is not anywhere near what he used to be 5-10 years ago. Tom Brady can't get past the second round of the playoffs now because he's too old.
Well, last year.
He just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and now he's not good enough. He's on the decline, and he still smoked us.
Tom Brady's not good enough.
Tom Brady's not top of the list anymore, man. And for OG Wade to compare him to Patrick Mahomes or even Tom Brady, the guy's out of his mind. Are you kidding me? Come on, that's an insult to both of those guys. Wow. I would take almost anybody. There is 20 other quarterbacks in the league I would take before Jalen Hurts. He's a backup. That's what he is. That's what we have. He runs around. He doesn't know how to read the defenses. He can't throw the ball. That's that, man.
All right. There he is. Strong candidate there.
I knew I wasn't going to enjoy this today.
Well, I'd like the number one. We heard a lot of can't read defenses, can't read defenses, can't read defenses.
Run around,
can't read defenses.
Well, what else do you expect to hear?
No, I know. But, like, that's what – I mean, really, this year – if he can, I don't need a prolific passer, but I need to see progress as far as being a thrower. And this is honestly what I believe. I believe you're going to see a lot this year what you saw last year with Jalen Hurts. He's going to make plays, but to move the chains, can they move the chains? Can they do it predominantly throwing the football? You're not going to be able to run your way to 9 or 10 wins this year. Maybe you can, but no one's going to want that long term.
He will throw for over 4,000 yards this year.
Going to need to stay healthy to do that.
Yeah, he's going to need to stay healthy to do anything significant.
Yeah.
But he's going to throw for over 4,000 yards this year. And I just don't know what number of people are looking for to say that he improved enough.
I think I just want to see.
I think we have one 4,000-yard passer in the history of our team.
Carson?
Yeah, I think Wentz is the only one that's done it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I don't think Donovan ever threw for 4,000 yards.
Your phone calls, last chance to get in to be the biggest Hurts hater to get in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League.
Wentz did that without any receivers having over 700 yards receiving.
Yeah, that's
I'm just saying, he did that with a bunch of plumbers and Deontay.
So he should get a bonus.
Burnett's and Greg Ward's and...
Yeah, who were the receivers that year? It was the...
I just named two of them.
Bryce Trex wasn't on the team.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside was a rookie.
Right. Sean McVay's also a fraud. We'll get to that. That's what Jack says. We'll get to that coming up next.
What?
Marks and Reese text line coming up as well. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Week 12, Saints at Rams. 4:29 in the second quarter. 2nd and 7 on the Saints 7. What happens?
Oh, Josh Reynolds touchdown off schedule play versus a 3-man rush.
You're absolutely right.
Are you kidding me?
You're unbelievable. Like now computer. We are going to go to, this is Sean McVay's time in Washington.
Oh, no.
So we're bringing it back to 2015, week 7. Bucks at Skins.
Yep.
2nd and 7 on the Tampa Bay 24. 58 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Jamison Crowder wheel route down the right sideline.
Jamison Crowder, we were out down the right sideline, set up the first down, and then how did that drive end?
Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
And what meme was that game?
You like that.
He's good. He's real good.
What was that on, Jack?
Bleacher Report with Adam Lefko and Chris Sims.
Oh, there you go.
There's recall.
Man.
Pretty good.
It's incredible.
Hey, man. He's no dummy as a coach, so... his ability to, you know, go back and remember the sequence of a drive for teams that he coached on years ago, or even with the Rams Saints game was years ago. Man, football plays he's had to have watched and called and to remember that stuff. Wow.
Yep. It's
pretty
amazing.
Pretty good.
Going back almost 10 years or 8 years or whatever to an entire drive. Yeah, he also and this is from Seth Wickersham sat down with McVay, and this is on the Matt Stafford thing. They met. We know they were they in Cancun?
Cabo, right?
Cabo. They were in Cabo, like drinking tequila. They met for drinks poolside, talking football. A bond forged over sun and booze. McVay returned to his hotel, and a few tequilas in, hopped on FaceTime with Rams brass, unleashing a plea that's now legendary around the team's office. Here's the bleeping deal, okay? We can sit here and exist and be okay winning 9-11 games and losing in the bleeping divisional round and feel like, oh, okay. Or we could let our MFN hang and go for this bleeping quarterback and give ourselves a chance to win a bleeping world championship. You ready to do this bleeping thing or what? So there you go.
Wow.
That's how we got it done.
Sure.
I don't know, ain't it great when you could tell a story afterwards and just add stuff to it? And
it was probably like,
hey, I do that from time to time.
Hey, Les.
Got a great idea, man.
I was talking to my friend Matt.
Don't bite my head off.
We just happened to run into each other in Cabo.
I know we just signed Jared Goff, but we might need to go ahead and move on from him.
Yeah.
You see this guy?
No, we just signed him, but I think we need to trade for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. Yeah, and right after the season they would not give him a vote of confidence, Jared Goff. And they kept trying to give the team to do it and they wouldn't do it, and then this happened. So no surprise that they went out and they got it done and won a Super Bowl. All right, let's go to Sam and King of Prussia. People trying to get into the league and everything else. Sam, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
See,
Sam?
Now obviously I'm not a Jalen Hayes hater like on any level. But the problem with this whole competition thing is you have people that seem to be Jalen Hurts haters. I feel like they're fake. And then they'll say something like Tom Brady isn't good when he won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. or they'll say Howie Roseman's a garbage GM. So right there, the credibility is instantly shot. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, you know what? If you want somebody to keep it real and, you know, give you the truth, might be a nice guy, might be your 27th favorite caller, I'm just throwing my name out there again.
Okay.
But, all right. Well, unless you're going to hate Jalen Hurts better than Mad Mike, you're not getting in there today.
I understand, but okay. It would come off as fake, and I love you guys.
No, I know. I know.
That.
Yeah.
So okay. I have too much respect for you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I love that.
You know, but so I do have to kind of slap your knuckles a little bit, though, about this Durant thing.
Okay.
Because you guys know how I feel about this stuff. You know.
No, we don't.
Guys, you're. The prom queen is not going to go out with us. It's just not going to happen. Has watching Hustle taught us nothing?
We haven't watched it yet, so I don't know.
I know.
Right. Actually, I have.
Oh, you saw it.
Yes.
Stop it, Ike. That's against the rules. You can't do that. But, guys, come on. We don't have the draft capital. Jackson tried to convince me we do. We don't. I don't even
true.
Like Howard, but I have to agree. Like, Maxie and Tobias, first off, you're going to make Doc lose his mind. So you got to throw Doc into that package too. So you got Steve Nash and Doc both co-coaching the Nets at that point.
That would be
the
awesome.
The one thing Doc likes about being here is that he has Maxie. So you're instantly – can you imagine Doc with Durant?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I could.
It would be either him sitting in the corner just letting them do whatever they want, or him just being even more miserable.
But you know what? You know what? That worked up in Boston, where he had, and maybe, I mean, you can say those players were better, and that's fine. But like that's when like he just had to be the guy that everybody respected, and those guys kind of did it.
I don't know if those players were better. This is about at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, this is kind of equal.
But you're going to say to the Doc Rivers, you know what? You're good. Go sit in the corner and let the big boys do their work. That's basically.
But I think I do a terrific job.
Yeah, but Sam, why wouldn't he want Kevin Durant? I'm sure he likes Tyrese Maxey, and I'm sure he wants Tyrese Maxey on the team, unless he can have Kevin Durant.
Dude, Doc Rivers is like OG Wade about Hurts. Like Maxey might be his son. Like, have you heard him talk
he
about
does
him?
Love yeah, Maxey. He does.
Greatest joy of his life. It's like the greatest achievement. He feels at peace with himself and in harmony.
Well, here's the good thing. Doc's not making the decisions. Daryl Morey
is. Good. Yeah. That is good. But, I mean, it's gonna take a lot, guys. We don't have a draft pick until 2055 or something. So I'm just saying, like, keep your expectations honest, all right?
All right,
man.
No.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Stop it, Jack. Stop. All right?
All right.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, buddy.
See you. There you go.
Yeah, I think I would take, you know, KG, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen at that time. None of those guys had won anything.
No, they haven't.
At that time. I'm just thinking through this.
And they were on the back end.
Well, I'm thinking through this, and I'm looking at KD, who's 34. They were younger than KD is. James Harden and Joel Embiid. That's a better trio. Damn sure ain't much. If it's not better, the Boston trio is only slightly better because we know what that resulted in already.
Yeah, I guess having Rondo helped.
Yeah.
Like back when Rondo was, you know.
Yeah,
Rondo.
Sure. That was young Rondo. That was young. That was hell. He wasn't even a good Rondo back then. That was baby Rondo.
Yeah. And then he had what? Big baby Glenn Davis.
They had a nice bench. They had Tony Allen.
Eddie House.
Yep. Eddie House. They had a nice bench. Yeah. I think they even had, no, that was afterwards. I was going to say, did they have Robinson on there?
Trying to look and see to get the stats real fast just to see.
Nate Robinson?
So
I think that was later.
Because remember, yeah, wasn't that later? Remember they was doing the whole Shrek and
so
Donkey thing?
Paul Pierce led the team almost 20 points a game.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett, 18.8. Ray Allen, 17.4. Rajon Rondo with 10.6. And then you had, how many games did he play in? Leon Poe. And then you had a bunch of role players. Leon Poe, Sam Cassell, Eddie House, Posey, Perk, Tony Allen, P.J. Brown, Big Baby Davis. Yeah, it was a bunch of grinders after him.
Yeah, I mean, they probably had a deeper roster. That roster is probably because you got vets and everything. Now, I'm just looking at the big three. Their big three versus the Sixers. That's
Embiid
big three.
In his prime.
Hell yeah, Embiid. Well, first of all, Kevin Durant's better than all three of those guys.
Yeah.
That's so by himself.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's up, fella? How are you?
What's happening today, fellas? How you doing?
What you doing, Justin?
What's up? Got a little extra twang today there, Justin. What's up, brother?
I just got off work. I'm sitting here on the porch watching it rain. It's a nice cool evening. Let y'all finish your show.
How cool is cool in Tennessee? 93?
No. It was pretty hot this morning, but it's down like 84 today. And then the high Saturday, you'd love it down here. It's going to be like 82 degrees. No chance of rain. That'd be some prime golf weather Saturday, buddy.
It's going to be the low 80s here, too.
Be nice. Hopefully we can get out of these dog days and get in some fall football weather before long.
Now, see, people up north here, Justin, they don't understand, you know, the southern relaxation of sitting on the porch and watching rain come down and how calming that is. Tell them about it, man.
I'm telling you, dude. It just, after a long day of work, it just stresses. Takes all the stress away. It, like, washes it away. No joke.
I knew it.
Are you drinking lemonade or sweet tea?
I knew when you said that you were at peace right there. It's like, yeah, watching the rain. Yep.
It's awesome, dude. I'm sitting here listening to you guys, listening to how just senile OG Wade is. I mean, it's crazy. I wanted to throw my vote out there for probably the person who dislikes Jalen the most or – hates him the most. There's two guys that I'm going back and forth between, and it's Chuck in Mount Airy and Mike. And I want to lean toward Chuck because he was on the Hurts train. Mm-hmm. And you've really got to dislike somebody to jump off that bandwagon as quick as he did last year. Just get so frustrated and aggravated. Mm-hmm. But there's some validity to with Mike because he's never liked him.
He doesn't like anybody.
That's true. And if you don't like Brandon Graham, you've got issues.
That's true.
You really do, man.
That's
I love
true,
you,
yeah.
Mike. But if you don't like Brandon Graham, there's something wrong with you. So I'm going to say Chuck is my vote for.
Well, listen,
like I said,
He hasn't called in though, Chuck.
Yeah, he hasn't called in, and I know that, but I didn't know if it was like a call-in or a vote thing.
Anybody's
sure.
Open to with their Jalen Hurts hate resume. He has not called in.
Chuck's upset at Jack.
Yes, I'm assuming Chuck is – he's been mad at Jack for the last 24 hours. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I heard that at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Chuck's been sending Jack some angry texts. But, yeah, to be on that bandwagon with Jalen Hurts and then come off of it and just stay off the way he has – you really got to tick somebody off, man, because, I mean, I was a member of the LTBV, and I never came off that bandwagon. I rode that wagon down the hill in flames.
Not like Bruce the Weatherman, who he bounced.
No, I wasn't like Bruce, man. The horse come loose. That thing was going, and I was pulling the brake. The brake panel broke, and I was saying, hang on, y'all. It's going to be all right. So, I mean,
What a bad leader, am I right?
No, man. But
I stayed on the wagon with him. I crashed with him. Yes, yeah. We all crashed together.
Kimberly, man, we all hung on that thing. It was like a life raft. But anyway,
that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Oh my God! But anyway, it's been another great show today. I still can't get out of my mind, OG. Saying that stuff about Mahomes, he will never be a better passer than Patrick Mahomes. Never, not even in his wildest.
Not
dream.
Yet.
Never.
Not yet.
It will never happen. I mean, he could be good, but he will never be that type of passer.
All right, Justin.
He will never be with Rodgers. But anyway, y'all had another great show today. I love y'all. I mean it. Y'all keep doing your thing. I'll holler at you later. Boy.
All right, there
love
he
you,
is.
Justin
from Tennessee, I think, would look good in the latest from Flag and Anthem. I got to send him some gear down there. Right?
Yeah, man, hook him up.
Right now, 20% off, 25% off for your order. So the rest of summer, flannel, Justin in a flannel.
No doubt.
Send him one of these the Made Flex performance polos
it
that
really
you can
pops
wear
out and it grows.
Everywhere. So yes, flagandanthem.com right now. Still time in the summer, only in the beginning of August. So get your stuff, whether it's Made Flex golf shirt or whatever that you're looking for. 25% off. Use the code WIP. But seriously, go to flagandanthem.com. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. Great stuff. Flagandanthem.com. We'll finish up. We have one more Hurts hater here. That we promise to get to on the other side. But the Marks and Reese text line, sponsored by Bell Beverage, just off 95 near the sports complex. Bell Beverage is Philly's choice for beer, soda, water, and more. For pregame and on the way to the shore, bellbeverage.com. Text line.
Text line.
I could hug Dan Campbell, Angelo in Chestnut Hill.
Angelo Castaldi.
That he that's his kind of coach, Jack.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I can't wait. I mean, tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Oh, he's gonna be he may replay the whole Hard Knocks all over again. Yeah,
might as well.
No bleeps or anything.
So, what kind of pie would Dan Campbell like delivered if he was the coach here? What kind of pie?
Just, I think
blueberry.
He just deliver him nails. He eats nails for breakfast.
But you think he eats pie, Dan Campbell?
He's probably not a pie guy.
He doesn't look like a pie guy.
No.
He looks like dipping the lip and.
Yeah. He wants grits.
Where is he? So he played for Parcells. Did he play for Parcells?
Yes.
In Dallas. Or either Miami. One of them.
So he's a Parcells guy. He's a Sean Payton guy. That's the connection.
Yeah.
So you can see, like, this just isn't – I know he came in, he was biting kneecaps, and I didn't think this was going to work, but maybe there is a method to what he's trying to do up there.
Well, they haven't won anything.
Well, they won, like, a couple games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds good, but it hasn't led to a bunch of wins yet.
They need some more talent if they're going to win any games.
Led to a lot of covers, though.
Yeah, that's true. They were good last year. Right?
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Correct.
What's next?
Dan Campbell is my kind of head coach. Buddy from the grave.
That's kind of what I was thinking about last night. I was saying to myself, boy, if he coached in Philadelphia, my goodness.
You think we'd like him?
What?
What do you think he'd say to Howie?
I don't know.
I got you, bro.
I just know every time he steps behind that podium, he's speaking football to everybody.
I know.
He's a football guy.
He's a football guy.
For a town that likes to attach, he's not a football guy to everybody. Dan Campbell's a football guy.
Oh, my God.
He started talking here, and these fans heard him.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah.
Out. Don't touch it again.
Yeah, you're banned for the rest of the show.
Out.
All right, what's next?
I've never seen anything more ridiculous than Elliot Satchel. Signed, Elliot's green wedding suit.
I was mad I didn't snap a picture on Instagram. And
oh, yeah.
At Mark Cerise,
put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't.
So I went out and I asked you, I said, why is he wearing that satchel doing the Go Birds pod? And you're like, he thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
So I walked back in to take a picture and they were just finishing and he already walked out of the studio. So I couldn't get a picture of him in action doing it.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man. He's got it on there. He feels like he's, he's hip.
Now, Jack, could you pull that off? I know you think that you're up in fat on fashion.
No, I'm not. It's just, I don't. Who cares about fashion?
Right, I agree.
I'm a practical A to B guy.
I don't know. People that want to look good.
I figured out my summer wardrobe.
Yeah, not Jack.
Now I figured out the winter wardrobe. So, whatever. I got my own style.
You do?
Yes. I care about fashion, but I also know that's more of a – that's this next generation's thing. That's – I'm trying to figure out. They don't like carrying wallets anymore. So they just carry – because you got a phone you got to carry. Right. You got all your money, your
it's
cards.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, so the little satchel thing is, the rappers made it cool. The athletes have made it because all the athletes use them.
Right.
Like, theirs typically costs more than what Elliott's did. That was some sort of athletic satchel. It wasn't Louis Vuitton or.
It was not, no. He's probably.
Dolce Gabbana or.
Amazon.
Yeah, exactly, yes. That's where my satchel would have came from, off Amazon.
I'm going to see if we can get some cheap Amazon ones. We can walk around wearing the Elliott satchel.
They got them for you.
How would you describe that, Jack? Like, what do I even search for?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's not big. It's not like a big. It's not as big as a fanny pack.
Search for man purse.
It's a merce.
It's a merce. That's
right.
What it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a man purse. No doubt.
All right.
That's not an insult. That's what we call them.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they're, it's just like the guys wearing the short shorts. The Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Oh, yeah, that's not it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You did boom, boom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, but that's what you got to wear now.
All right, I'll Google that. What's next?
A wise man once said, "Let's go Mets." That man was me, the camera from the bathtub.
Let's go Mets.
Oh, that's right. He was a Mets fan.
Ooh.
And a Georgetown fan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Georgetown fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird. Like, seriously, I don't know any, like, one other Georgetown fan. Now, when they were really good in college basketball, I still didn't know one Georgetown fan. Mm-hmm. Like, who would be a Georgetown? Carolina, Duke. Yeah, sure, I could understand that. Mm-hmm. Georgetown fan, Joe DeCamber. The only one. Any more, Jack?
Checkmate, Howie, you little nerd. Daryl in South Philly.
I'm just riffing, baby.
If he gets this done, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the King won't be able to, take that.
Honestly, I just for the fact of Howard Eskin, get Kevin Durant here. Just for Howard. Yep. And then he would pivot to something else to why they're not going to win, probably. Any more, Jack?
If you gave Jalen Hurts the same kernels in oil, he'd be better at popcorn than Orville Redenbacher. Facts. O.G. Wade.
Yeah, OG, you're going to have to go back to the drawing board with that argument. That don't fly with me.
Yeah, you've taken enough of his crap. You heard enough. Normally, yes. We just let him go because it's funny.
Yeah. I got tired of hearing the Pat Mahomes. And they had a caller say Brady's falling off. He got through for 5,000 yards and 43 touchdowns last year. Yeah.
What's he done for me lately?
Won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Wow.
It suggested it. I went to Amazon and I started to type in man purse for man purse, and it comes up man purse crossbody small.
Yep.
That's what it is. Let me see here. Yeah. Well, you're looking at here's one for $17.99.
Yeah, believe me, that's not the one the athletes are wearing.
No, it's
Brian
not.
And Elliott's price.
Yeah. Here's a little better one at $27.99. All right, I'll see if I can. I'll check them out. Maybe just get we can have a man purse day crossbody with Elliot, or maybe not. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're shopping for an engagement ring, there's one place to go: Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, just off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, minutes from everywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, so we have the biggest Hurts hater. Let's try Justin in Pottsgrove. Justin, you're the last person to
what's going on?
To apply for this. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas? Preference. Hate is such a strong word, but when I hear somebody like OG Clown call and spit everything he spit in, and then Ike co-signing on it, it angers me. And preferences by saying that Jalen is a great athlete. He's a good football player. He's a mediocre quarterback. Now, OG Clown says he's gotten better every year since high school. One, I don't care. Two, Pete Rose is about what he did in high school. Number two, what? Alabama carried him in his defense. Second year, Georgia put 8-9 guys in a box, stopped him. He got benched for Tua. Third year, give a chance of spring practice to beat Tua out. Couldn't do it. Mm. OG wants to claim that Tua was paid or whatever. Guess what? Jalen Hurts said on your show he had a $10,000 chain as a 17-year-old high school. Come on.
Oh, he did say that. Yeah.
Then he goes to the Big 12. He goes to the Big 12, which is lesser competition. He has not gotten better any year.
I never looked at the whole lesser competition thing there, but that is true, though. He did.
Especially the defense.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
I mean, are we supposed to get excited now because now he's not a one read and run, he's a one read and dump off?
Wow.
Is that what we're supposed to be excited about?
Yeah.
All right, Justin, any final words here?
No, I mean, do we need any more?
Yeah, that was about it for me.
Thank you.
All right, Justin. Jack, what do you think, man? Last call.
I know. So how do we view this? You know, I mean, Mad Mike has had a longstanding disdain for Jalen Hurts, but I think the best new caller to it was obviously the last caller.
Justin in Pottsgrove. Ike? Thumbs up, or do we put Mad Mike in?
Mad Mike is the biggest hater in the city.
Yeah, I agree, Jack.
Yeah.
It wasn't much of a competition.
Yeah, you kidding me?
Well, he started off the call by saying, I'm not going to say hate because hate's a strong word. And I'm like, yeah, you lost.
Well, and Justin had a great call. I'm just saying, Mad Mike has a history, a track record of this.
Yeah. He's clearly the biggest Hurts hater.
He's clearly the biggest hate. Yeah, hater, period. I mean, yeah. we can do a hater for anything.
Yeah, he does hate him. All right, Mad Mike's in the league. Are you set? We start off with OG Wade, Mad Mike, Jack.
Yeah, it's going to be a great draft party.
Well, we'll get some new blood in later.
Well,
this
might
week.
Might need some security.
Can do it virtually. We'll be at Jiggies and Pete's.
Right, yeah, that's a good
right.
one.
Yeah, don't make us put y'all in virtually.
I don't know if Wade could do the virtual stuff. Coming up, we have Julio and then the Phils tonight get a win. We're on after the game tomorrow, so we'll talk to everybody then. And go Phils, get the win tonight. We'll talk to you after the game tomorrow. See you. Hey, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second, because if you're in the business of hair and you're thinning, you know, maybe you're bald, right? Like everybody that has the hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt, you start off somewhere. I started off with a pretty good amount of hair, and I kind of tackled the issue because I saw what was happening, right? Like I was thinning. I looked at my license picture from the last time, and then I looked at the new one, and it's like, Jesus, man, like 5 years I've lost a lot of hair, and Went to Dr. Glatt, got the hair restoration procedure. My hair looks amazing. It really does. I had some pictures taken with my daughter for her first birthday. And like I just looked at the hair in some of those pictures, like, wow, like my hair really does look good. That's Dr. Glatt. Otherwise, my hair is my head shaved or my hair is very short. And if you're in the same situation as me, maybe you're completely bald. Wherever you are when it comes to hair loss, Dr. Glatt's the place to go. Hair restoration. They call it for a reason. Restoring your hair. Restoring your hairline. You can get your hair back with Dr. Glatt. Call his office today. 610-980-4000. Dr. Glatt. 610-980-4000. Or before and after pictures and everything explained about hair loss and ways to beat it at drglatt.com, drglat.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.